It's Monday, July 26th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Back on May 15th, the average daily rate of new COVID-19 cases in the state was a little less than 2 per 100,000 Californians. Today, barely 2 months later, and with vaccines widely available, that case rate is 5 times higher. Blame the fast-spreading Delta variant and, says Governor Gavin Newsom, those who choose not to get a shot.
We're at a point in this epidemic, this pandemic, where choice, individuals' choice not to get vaccinated, is now impacting the rest of us in a profound and devastating and deadly way.
So today in Oakland, the governor announced a vaccination requirement for all state workers.
246,000 Californians are state employees. 246,000 Californians should be vaccinated. And if they're not vaccinated and cannot verify that they've been vaccinated, we are requiring that they get tested.
Once a week and maybe twice a week for some. The vaccination deadline is August 23rd, 4 weeks from today. And there's more. The governor says Kaiser Permanente and other large hospitals and healthcare groups have committed to the same vaccination requirements for their employees. New York City is also requiring vaccinations for all of its city workers, teachers and police officers included. They have till the middle of September to get their shots. The ones who refuse will have to get COVID-19 tests each week to prove they're safe. And the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs today became the first major federal operation to announce that it was requiring all of its healthcare workers to get vaccinated. They have 8 weeks to get it done. VA Secretary Dennis McDonough says it's the best way to keep veterans safe. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti says the same thing about Angelenos. He was at a vaccine clinic in South L.A. over the weekend.
You're either going to get the vaccine or you're going to get COVID. And we know only one of those two things can kill you. So you make the choice, the vaccine or COVID.
Michael came by that clinic. He's 72 years old, didn't want to give his last name, says he waited months to get vaccinated.
Didn't know where to go. Then I don't like standing in line. I don't like waiting on nobody. I don't like too much of being told nothing. That's why I've always been independent as I am.
But Michael says he listened to the speakers at the clinic, decided to get a shot. About 52% of Angelenos are fully vaccinated. Black and Latino young people still have the lowest vaccination rates in L.A. County. Today's local COVID-19 numbers, and we will focus on patients in hospitals. In L.A. County, 745 COVID-19 patients in hospitals. That's double the total from 2 weeks ago. Orange County has 194 COVID-19 patients in hospitals, up from 144 on Friday. Riverside County hospitals are now caring for 190 COVID-19 patients. That's almost 4 times higher than the number at the start of July. Well, what do you know? We got some rain in July. Started late last night, stuck around here and there through the middle of the day. Hey, KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis, isn't that pretty unusual for July?
It is indeed quite unusual, which we should put into context. Just 0.18 inches of rain fell in downtown Los Angeles over the past 24 hours, something that almost never happens in July. But that 0.18 inches of rain made this July the third wettest on record for LA. The moisture is coming over from Arizona, which is living through a dangerously wet monsoon season. Here in Southern California, there's a risk of flash floods in the deserts and mountains, as well as a slight risk of lightning, which could start fires. Just as quickly as the storm showed up, it's going to leave. Temperatures are going to climb back up into the upper 90s and low 100s in the inland valleys tomorrow. There's a chance we'll get some monsoonal moisture later in the week, but the likelihood is quite low. And no, I am very sorry to say, this has not done anything to fix our drought situation. Covering science, I'm Jacob Margolis.
Well, Jacob's right. A few hours of rain won't wipe out years of drought, nor will a few more hours of thunderstorms ahead. There's a flash flood watch in effect till 8 o'clock this evening for the local mountains, the San Gabriel Valley, the Inland Empire, the Coachella Valley. As always, there's a threat of debris flows and mudslides below the burn scars left by last year's wildfires. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Thompson.
We have quite a significant surge of monsoonal moisture moving into the area today. And with that, it's going to bring us a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And some of those thunderstorms could produce rainfall rates that could cause some minor debris flows in and around those burn scars.
Rainfall rates could get up to an inch an hour, and if you're walking or driving, do not challenge fast-moving water. You'll lose. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.